Hey Alexa, you ready for the spotlight?
You know it, Jace. Let's hope I don't f*** it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Jace the Producer presents The Shuffle.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm talking to a friend of mine by the name of Mr. Steve Maggio, a.k.a. Long Island Iced Steve. He is a radio personality. He does traffic on several radio stations, and I would love for you guys to get to know him through his musical soundtrack.
I've known you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'd say at least, what, 3-4 years now I've known you?
It might be somewhere in that range. I got involved with WLINY, I think, about a year after I graduated college. I graduated in 2016, and so I guess 2017 is when we got started together.
Perfect. So for those people who don't know, who is Long Island Iced Steve?
Long Island Iced Steve is basically the name, the honor name, as well as the show name that I went by when I was in college. I went to college at California University of Pennsylvania.
That's already confusing enough.
Yeah. It's in the town of California in the state of Pennsylvania. It's about an hour south of Pittsburgh. Yeah, just going off the fact that I was from Long Island, I've been dubbed Long Island Iced Steve from that point on.
Nice. So. I dig that. I'm just Jace.
You're just Jace. I mean, I guess nowadays I just either go by Steve or Steve Maggio on the air, depending on what station I'm working with.
I figured you'd go by Neckbeard.
Neckbeard, yeah. Yeah, really scraggly neckbeard. You can't see because it's so grown in, but I have a bald spot right underneath my chin.
That one spot. I can only see when you do that.
It refuses to grow in. I don't know what's up with that.
It's all good, though. And, okay, so while you were in college of the California Institute of Texas, China, and Pennsylvania.
Right on.
What were you studying there? Were you studying radio?
Yeah, I went to college so I got a bachelor's degree in communications with a concentration in radio and television. So I went to college for radio.
And what exactly does that mean? I mean, I know it's not just pushing buttons and talking in microphones all day long.
Yeah, it's more than just that. It's probably the main thing that I focused on. There were a lot of people who, at least in the communications department, they focused a lot on more marketing and like a physical image type deal. I really went there to learn how to just produce everything from news segments to commercials to radio imaging and really anything that involves some type of editing software. Essentially, okay. That's pretty much what I went there for, and to more or less just refine my on-air work. Because when I went to college, I actually started in radio even before I went to college. I was still in high school.
Really?
And I took a broadcast journalism class in 12th grade at Sachem North High School, and that was, up until that point, I was actually going to be an earth science teacher. And then I started that class, did a show on the high school station, and it was all over from there.
And you were bitten by the radio bug, as we call it.
Yeah, exactly. But so I really only had 1 year of like doing any kind of a radio show, which I was 17 at that point, I think. And so obviously, you need time to work on your craft. And so basically it was more or less I went to college to keep doing shows, get repetitions in, and just get better that way. So I did at least some kind of a show all 4 years that I was in college, just doing that, learning how to edit audio and all that stuff. Looking back at it, I probably should have paid a little bit more attention to like the TV side of things. It was a combined program, and like we had a campus TV station and everything, but I was just like so focused on doing radio, like I just had no interest in it. And I was like,
I think I started on the opposite side of the spectrum, because in high school I started with the AV program.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until later I'm like, I want to go hang out at the radio station, and I joined the rewards program.
Yeah,
and got on air a couple of times, and then the rest is history with WLINY and iRadio and all that.
Yeah.
And it actually went differently for me, because I started on the video side.
Oh, that's funny. That's how it is. I feel like Long Island was almost kind of flip-flops. So, like, I started granted, I did radio my whole time there. But so the high schools out here on Long Island, like obviously Station had a radio station with WSHR. Brentwood, I'm not sure if they still have a radio. They did at one point have a radio station. I think they still have it. They have a radio station. There's a few other like high schools out on Long Island that have radio stations. And so I go to Pennsylvania, and I was the only one who came in as a freshman with any prior radio experience in any capacity. Everyone else, like if they took some kind of a broadcast journalism class, it was for television. They wouldn't have a high school radio station. They had a high school TV station. So it was almost kind of flip-flopped for me.
So here on my show, I like to talk about the music that has influenced you, as I mentioned before, like your soundtrack of life, right?
Okay.
So do you happen to remember, probably not, you've been doing this for so long, do you happen to remember one of the first songs that you ever played on it?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a very clear memory of like my first introduction to music, and I feel like the foreshadowing is actually kind of funny.
Oh boy.
I was going through one of my dresser drawers. We just keep a lot of stuff from like, cause basically I grew up in the house that my dad grew up in. And so there's a lot of like, you know, grandparents on my dad's side, like they've been long gone. And so a lot of like their stuff is just like kind of tucked away in places. And I came across a 45 vinyl record. It was Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. And I don't know how I did, but I figured out on my own to figure out the turntable in the living room. And I would listen to that thing like nonstop. I put it on the turntable and it pretty much never left. I'd always at least like just tinker with it almost every day. And so that was my first introduction to music, period.
It was Deep Purple. I really thought you were going to go Video Killed the Radio Star on me. No, don't do this, man.
No. No, it was a 45 of Smoke on the Water, which, you know, foreshadowing, I collect records now, so it's like, it's kind of come full circle on that. We all came out to Montreux on the Lake Mead Shore to make records with a mobile. We didn't have much.
Yeah.
I just kind of got introduced to it, you know, just as a kid growing up, you're going through your parents' movie collection. So my dad, doesn't really collect CDs, but I would always come across, they're actually sitting right here next to me. I don't know how he found them. Whoop, there goes a air duster, but AC/DC CDs, like these were the ones that I would find. Just kind of rummaging through, I would find my dad's old CD collection of like AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that.
And it kind of makes me feel bad. We have nothing to give to our children. Here, kid, right. take this iPod that we can't find the charger for. Good luck.
Good luck finding a battery for it.
Yeah. May the odds be ever in your favor, child.
I mean, outside of my record collection, like I probably wouldn't have much for my kids because everything nowadays is streaming.
Yeah, and digital.
Yeah, it's all digital now. Like there's no real paper trail. I mean, I've accumulated plenty of like MP3 files and stuff like that for college radio, but you know, those are on hard drives, and they'll like it's inevitable that those things are going to get lost. But but yes, I basically just got introduced to music just going through my parents' music collection, whether it's vinyl records or CDs and stuff like that. So yeah, it really started out with like my dad's AC/DC CDs, like Back in Black, because those about to rock. So yeah, I was listening to a lot of like classic rock growing up.
So you have a lot of influence from your parents.
I would say so. Yeah. Like more subconscious. Like it was never like, oh yeah, like I'm directly influenced by my parents. It was I was just listening to whatever was available, you know. But
I have a long history of music in my family. My great-grandmother played the accordion. My grandmother sang.
Oh, nice.
My mother liked country music, and I wanted to stick my dick in a toaster every time I heard it. Can't stand country music. First time I hear a violin, I'm like, nope, turn it off. Off!
Wait, a violin? Yeah, that's a violin, fiddle, whatever. No, I was... that kind of perked up my interest because when I first started playing music, it was on the violin.
Isn't that what they play in country music?
I guess it depends on the band. Whatever. There's a lot of country that like there's no violin whatsoever, and there's some that use a violin in almost every track. So
it's kind of like a bagpipe. It has one of those like irritating sounds that immediately
it can at times, yeah.
And it makes you go, ooh, no thanks.
It's got to be used right. I think a violin, maybe it's just me because I used to play it, and I think a violin can be used in different genres properly. Like one of my favorite bands growing up, basically once I grew past my parents' music collection, I got into basically, I didn't even realize it at the time, but I was just like going into like the alternative rock route. And so one of my favorite bands, like going through late middle school, early high school, was Yellow Card. There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. There's a place on the corner of Cherry. And it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. They're a fantastic band. I met those guys, and yeah, they have a violinist, or I guess had since they're no longer a band. But yeah, and I mean, they're a fantastic band. They have a violin. They're a pop punk band, so it's got to be used properly.
I think. Otherwise, it can get it can scratch.
It easily can get annoying and scratchy and stuff like that. And that's probably how it would sound if I were to pick up my violin right now.
Oh, really?
Not good. I haven't touched it in probably 10 years.
You're rusty, huh?
Oh, beyond rusty. I was decent at one point. I was going to get into the symphonic orchestra my freshman year of high school, but I was just like, nah. I just lost interest in it and just let it go.
Okay, so...
Moved on to chorus.
You do radio. You moved up to chorus, so you sing.
Not good, I would say. I wouldn't say I'm a good singer.
Good thing this isn't a singing show.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, but so you sing, you play an instrument. So you have literally had this huge musical, I guess, influence.
Music has been significant like throughout my whole life. So basically like my music playing career started out with a violin. High school, I moved on to chorus. At the same time, I ended up joining the marching band to play the pit percussion.
Wow.
So I would start out doing auxiliary percussion with like the tom drums, you know, standing cymbals, stuff like that. Towards the end, I graduated to playing the xylophone and marimba. And then I carried that into college. My first 2 years of college, I stayed in the pit playing the marching band, playing the marimba and the xylophone and whatnot. So like the keyboard instruments. And then my last 2 years, I joined my roommate on the drum line playing cymbals. Like, yeah, literally my whole life, like music, whether it's listening to it, playing it, has been a pretty significant part.
Apparently you've carried this trait your entire life, because I don't think I've ever seen you at home sleeping. I don't know, sitting down and eating lunch. I've always seen you from job to job to job. Yeah.
Ironically enough, with like everything going on with the quarantine, I have never gotten so much sleep in my life. I've never slept better.
Oh, I live here. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Like, oh, this is like, I sit down for dinner with my parents. They're just like, he's home.
Hi, who are you?
Like, yeah. But like, they're just looking at me weird. You know, they're like, this isn't normal.
That's funny. Again, I mean, of course, it's a great trait to have. Always being finding something to do, making money and feeding yourself or family or whatever.
Yep.
But man, you never take a break.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I bug out a little bit when I don't have a lot going on.
No, burnout is the word that you should probably adjust there.
Oh yeah, I've definitely experienced burnout at several points, and even like right now with everything happening, I basically went from having six different positions for two different companies down to essentially one. You know, the past couple of months definitely made me realize that I was kind of burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, for me, a balance needs to be found. Because if I'm just kind of like sitting around not doing a whole lot, it makes me feel anxious. But then, you know, doing too much, I'm burning the candle at both ends.
And you're gonna break down pretty quick and hard.
Yeah.
You
don't even realize how tired you are until you have that opportunity to take a rest. Like I would go from working, you know, upwards of 60 hours a week, and then say I have like a 4 to 5 day vacation essentially. Mm-hmm. And like I'll be like visiting old college buddies in Pittsburgh or something like that. Like I'll be crashing at someone's house. It would be like literally as soon as we enter my friend's door, I find a couch, I'm out. like completely useless, you know?
Nice. I wish I could do that.
Oh, well, I mean, I wouldn't exactly say it's a good thing. It just shows how tired you are.
You have a twin sister.
Yes.
Okay. Who's older, you or her?
I am older by a minute.
By a minute?
We would joke around that she literally kicked me out, because anytime that they would go for sonograms, my sister would be like all laid out and like stretching. And then there's me in the corner. She'd literally be kicking me in the head. Just, pff, pff, I'm trying to stretch here. Pff, just, yeah. And I'd just be like all curled up.
We make the same joke. He is 35 seconds older than me.
Yeah.
My mom also delivered a C-section, and we joke.
Yeah, that's how it went with me.
We jokingly say that I kicked him out and he pulled me out behind him.
You're coming with me. Yeah, so, yeah, we were totally joke about that too, that, you know, my sister was kicking me out, and we had to get delivered by C-section as well, because I was coming out feet first.
Were you preemie?
Like premature?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were born like probably a month early or something.
A month
like
early?
That.
Okay, so was, yeah. I. Is, yeah, it ever weird?
I was tiny.
Her, is it ever weird for her to hear you on the air?
Maybe at first. I never had like that conversation of like, hey, what do you think about me being on the radio and stuff like that?
But has,
like,
she ever, has she ever been like, that really doesn't sound like you?
I don't think so. I don't think she ever said that. And like, there's been like, I know that she listens sometimes, cause, like, I'll be doing whatever, and she'll totally do the give me a shout out type thing, you know? And I'm like, no, like, keep driving home to go and go to bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Or you she, know? You know, or you finish with a segment and she texts you, dork.
Yeah, or like, she'll text me and just be like, ha, you totally stammered. You suck.
Oh, wow. Love. What a credit. That's great.
No, oh, yeah, I got two.
And by the way, if I could just say, with all due respect, you're a jerk to her, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, trust me, she dishes it right back.
I have no doubt about that. But I saw a snowboarding video where you just plowed it right in her
Oh,
face.
Yeah. Oh, she totally fell for it. We were up at Bel Air. I just knew where there was some really good snow. And I'm like, hey, take my GoPro and just stand in this very specific spot. I want you to film me just like ripping a toe side turn past you. She's like, okay. And she goes down there. I like, not once did I ever actually plan on actually doing the turn. I was just like, I'm going to spray her so bad.
You did, man. Oh, I saw and, white.
Yeah, I was probably doing about like between 30 and 40 miles an hour. And I just send up, like, it was a wall of snow. Like, it nearly, she told me after, she's like, it nearly knocked me over. She was like, I was balancing on one ski trying to get back upright from that.
It'd have been funny if she fell in the snow, though.
Yeah.
Let's be
honest. And the angle she had, like, the camera just captured it perfectly. Like, you just see, like, this wall of just, like, white coming out from under my, like, straight at the lens.
It was absolutely perfect. And I went, oh, he's a dick. But that was cool.
Well, I mean, it's a thing where us snowboarders spray skiers on the regular whenever we can.
When you are trying to relax or at least mm-hmm. having some downtime, what are you listening to?
One of my favorite artists to listen to would be probably Tycho. He's a like an indie electronic artist. or it's a band, actually. I think it's two people, not one. I find that I always seem to fall asleep on the train, especially when I'm listening to him. And not in a bad way. It's not like, oh, it's so boring, it's making me fall asleep. It's just very, his sound is just very relaxing, you know what I mean?
Any particular song that I can play in this spot?
I can give you one in like a second here. He recently kind of like changed things up. He used to be like purely, I keep saying he, I think it's two people. Just let me double check here. Tycho, T-Y-C-H-O. Oh yeah, it is just one dude. He released an album called Weather fairly recently, and it was the first time that he actually had like legitimate vocals, like people singing in his tracks. And up until that point, like if there were vocals, there were like maybe samples of like a line here or there. His album Weather was probably like the first one. It was the first one to have like legitimate singing in it. And a lot of like his diehard followers were like not cool with it at all. So he completely redid the album and re-released it without the vocals.
Nice.
But as far like a specific song goes, I would say Awake. Thank you. Hey, Steve from WCBS News Radio 880 Traffic, formerly known as Long Island Ice Steve. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you have a pet, you know how difficult it can be to handle business. Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags are number one and the number two business. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are easy to manage with handles and they're extra wide. These bags will accommodate pets of any size. With 120 per box, that's about a 2-month supply. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are made from biodegradable material that make it effortless and easy to make knots so that you do not have to touch the business. The box even transforms into a handy dispenser. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are even lemon scented. They are made big enough for even the largest of dogs and thick enough to ensure that there is no mess. They're also great for cat litter boxes. Simply place your hand in the bag, pick up the waste, and reverse the bag over your hand and tie. Head over to RangerRobShop.com for more information on Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags. Welcome to DJ Chino, TSP.com, home of DJ Chino and Top Sprint Productions, a premier mobile DJ service that is fully licensed and insured. Top Sprint Productions has packages to accommodate all your services and needs, including lighting and a photo booth. DJ Chino specializes in services for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, holiday parties, corporate events, church functions, quinceañeras, or any event that you just want to make special. You can call DJ Chino at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Sprint Production has servicing areas such as Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York. You can find DJ Chino and Top Sprint Productions on all of your social media at DJ Chino TSP on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at DJChinoTSP.com. Book DJ Chino today at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Spin Productions, we make your events memorable.
What if I told you that there was a magical place where you could get free, high-quality audiobooks for free? Sound too good to be true? It's not. It's called Another World Audiobooks. It's a weekly podcast with professional narration of some of the greatest fiction books ever written. You can find us on your podcast player of choice. Just search Another World Audiobooks and enjoy over 120 episodes and counting, plus awesome giveaways. Another World Audiobooks Podcast is your ticket to another world.
This is your new Best Friends podcast, a weekly podcast that caters to you, the listener.
That's me.
Roman noodles and...
Roman noodles?
Ramen.
Ramen.
So you just have like an animal hair goatee at all times.
When I go to the gym.
You have the dog shake outside before you walk.
These bitches giving me no respect.
Nothing's bad has happened yet. It's about to get good.
Me and you.
You let her suck your...
I didn't let her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Can you lovingly choke somebody?
Was he, like, eaten by wolves?
No, cholesterol.
Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706.
New music now.
Loading up more music.
The hits are on.
Hi, it's Eddie Goldie.
I'm Diplo.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's Normani.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Holly.
Star Hit 1 FM.
I want to ask you a couple of, I guess, more like an in-depth question.
Yeah.
Is there any myths about radio that a lot of people wouldn't understand or that you would like to debunk?
Probably the main one would be the whole like, oh, well, do you have like a radio voice? You know, at least for me and dealing with most people, we sound the same on air as we would in person. Because at least for me anyway, whether I'm doing music radio or traffic reporting, it's essentially my goal to try to sound conversational, kind of like how we're talking back and forth right now.
Yes.
Granted, like you might project your voice a little bit more and make yourself a little bit louder. You might be a bit more selective of the words that you actually say. It's not like I all of a sudden would be like, hey, it's Steve from the WCBS traffic center. We got a crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. You know, no, it's not like that at all. Yeah, that's probably the main one that like a lot of us have like a specific radio voice. Maybe a lot of like the more old school jocks do. I even like their story, like if you talk to enough people, you'll hear the story. Like there would be people who would just like smoke like a chimney because mm-hmm. they think that it would make their voice go deeper, which like that's the total miss.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't do anything.
I remember the days of them smoking in the studio.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's because training or if it's just because, you know, it started getting
for some of them, like they would think that it would actually make their voice deeper. Cause you know, how many times have like you hung out with someone who just has like a really deep voice, you go to a restaurant or whatever, and then someone said, you should work in radio. I love how deep your voice is. It's all the time.
Ugh, no, thank you. I mean, I specifically remember there was a personality at the radio station that I used to work at, and it was several studios in one building. So mm-hmm. it was like
a whole cluster.
Yeah, it was. You had the talk station on one side, you had the top 40 here, and you had like 60s and 70s over here. Mm-hmm. And of course, you had the Spanish station down the hall. But the guy that was in the 60s and 70s, he wore a trench coat. He wore like a cowboy hat, dark sunglasses, and smoked a cigar. And I went, do you work here? They let you come in like that?
when you're enough of like a radio vet, you pretty much are allowed to do whatever they want. I'm not going to say exactly who it was going to be for, but I was in the running to be an assistant producer for, let's just say, a radio legend. I'm not going to say names. Basically, like I interviewed with a program director.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're going back and forth over email. I obviously wasn't the only candidate. I didn't get the gig, by the way, obviously. But
cut the name if you want to tell me.
It's going to have to get, like, taken out of the recording, though, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll cut the whole name out. I was hoping you were going to say Elvis Duran.
Not Elvis Duran. He's on iHeart. So, Elvis Duran is iHeart. I'm Entercom.
Okay.
It's like rival companies. But yeah, so I was in running to be assistant producer. Basically, so like I interviewed with the program director, and it was one of those things where like he wasn't necessarily interested. He was just like gonna like hand pick who he wants to work with. He's like, I have no say in this matter, you know. Whoever is likes, like that's who he's gonna choose.
Is there any resources or advice that you would give people who are looking to get into radio?
Don't sleep,
hang out on trains, snowboard all day and go back to work.
Yeah. No, I would say my main piece of advice would be to be persistent.
Yeah.
But not overly. There's a fine line in every single person that you deal with. The line is in certain places. Some program directors, they love people who are super aggressive. Some are like, you know, just shoot them an email or maybe two. And if they don't get back to you at that point, just forget it. So be persistent and kind of get a feel for people when you're dealing with them. Yeah, just be persistent and don't be afraid to ask for advice. Because basically, I got my first on-air gig in New York City almost by accident. I was actually making air checks because I was going to help work with Eric on doing a show kind of like yours. And I was just making air checks. And just all of a sudden, like I was just sitting down with my boss just going over the air check. And then he was like, what's your availability? I'm like, oh, my availability has been overnight during the week. Like, it hasn't changed. And he's like, I'm not talking about board hopping. I'm talking about on air. And that all just came from me going up to people. Some of them I hardly know. Being like, hey, I have an air check. Would you mind listening to it and giving some feedback? You know, you never know what can come out of it. The worst thing that'll happen, like the absolute worst case scenario, and I've never heard of this happening, is maybe someone saying you stink, just like leave radio, which like nine times out of like that's not even gonna happen, and it's gonna be like one individual person. So you have one bad egg, go to anyone else, they're almost 100% gonna give you positive feedback. Like I've dealt with program directors that I've never met before in my life. They've come to me straight up being like, yeah, we don't have anything right now, but here are things, you know, that I liked about your air check. Here's things that I didn't like and think that you should work on.
This or that, a little game I like to play. Okay. Some of the first thing that comes to your mind. Cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Cookies, good. Cat or dog?
Dog.
Computer games or video games? So I guess computer or console?
Console.
Console, what do you play?
PS4. We're friends on there.
I know. Ask. I don't ever see you on there because you're always at work, but still. Yeah. So this is going to be a hard one. I guess pop music or rock music?
I'm going to go with rock because there's so many different genres that kind of stem from it. You know, as an alternative guy, it kind of stems from rock, so I'm going to go rock.
Nice. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles. My mom made Belgian waffles the other day, and they're so good.
I love how excited. Waffles! That's so excited. Waffles! That was really funny. Hot chocolate or coffee? I don't think you're a coffee kind of guy, are
you? Oh, I got the French press and everything, coffee really? All the way.
Oh, you're bougie.
How else do you think that I get through traffic reports from midnight to 6 a.m.?
Caffeine.
That is caffeine, brother.
Caffeine.
Purely caffeine. Then again, I was doing an air check with my traffic director, and you know, we're going through it. I'm doing the overnight, and he's like, I do love how awake you sound during the overnight. And I'm like, you see this mug that I'm holding right here? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm drinking five of these. And he's just like, please don't die on me in the middle of a report.
Are you a morning person or an evening person? I guess you get up in the evening. You're totally switched.
Yeah, the thing with me, I get up in the evening and go until the morning.
So are you morning?
So I'm both.
Text message or phone calls?
Text message. I'm not always available for a phone call, but a text I can always get back to eventually.
There you go. Library or museum?
Museum. I like actually looking at things. Well, you look at a book, you read a book, but yeah, museums.
Summer or winter?
Oh, winter. I'm a snowboarder, come on.
Yeah. Theater or cinema?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll go with theater. Theater's different when it has to be done live in person.
Love or money?
Oh, so deep, love. Money's a materialistic thing, man.
Yeah, but money can buy you love, depending on what coin you're on.
I mean, you're not wrong, but...
Chocolate or vanilla?
Love. I'm a big softy. Love.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla. I was always a vanilla guy. Carolyn would get the chocolate milkshakes. I always went for vanilla.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
This actually causes a bit of a war in the house. I actually prefer Pepsi. Now, my dad used to work for Pepsi, and all I'm going to say is his time there did not end well. So he has all but banned Pepsi products from the Maggio household.
Really?
So like whenever we go to a restaurant and he orders a drink, like dad will say, I'll have a Coke, and she'll be like, okay, write it down or whatever. But then he'll be like, wait, is it Coke or Pepsi? And if she says Pepsi, my dad's just gonna be like, forget it, just give me water.
Really?
Yeah, he's that bitter. I honestly, I have no idea. All I know is that it was just a huge falling out between him and his boss. And he is just like he's banned Pepsi. So it's it's a legitimate special thing whenever I can have Pepsi.
You see, I'm a Mountain Dew kind of guy, and it's a Pepsi product.
Oh, yeah, same here. I love Mountain Dew.
And he won't let you have it?
No, I was not allowed to have it. Like I don't know if Coke ever had an equivalent. Surge, maybe. But that was gone by the time I was aware of anything.
You know it's back, right?
Oh, yeah, I know it has, and the whole internet freaked out.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I'm a Pep. I prefer Pepsi.
All right, comedy or horror?
Comedy. I do not do I am the worst when it comes with horror. Like you remember the movie I Am Legend, right?
Uh huh.
Which isn't even a horror movie, really. I say it's a horror movie, but everyone's like, "That's not a horror movie. That's a sci-fi type thing." And I'm like, "No, that's a horror movie." I was in sixth or seventh grade. I went to see that movie with my sister, her friend Angela, and her dad. And there's this one scene where Will Smith is I think he's walking through a warehouse or something like that. And just one of those zombie things just pop up out of nowhere and he kills it, whatever, right? I scream, this is a border, just starting puberty, Steve, right? Little mini me. Screaming at the top of my lungs like a little bitch.
Oh
my god, it was so that was the first time I screamed that from being so scared, and it was an out of control scream. Yeah, I screamed really bad. No one turned to me in the movie theater or anything like that, so I guess no one thought about it. As we're leaving the movie theater, Angela's dad just kind of turns to us and he was like, did you hear that chick screaming earlier during the movie? And I'm just like, oh my God, that was me.
Oh no.
So yeah, I don't fare well with horror movies. Like hanging out at my friend's house and everyone's like, let's watch Friday the 13th or whatever. And I'm just like, I will go in that room over there and just like play video games or something because I want no part leave. Of it. Like people love it because of like, I guess the adrenaline or whatever. But I'm like, why would you want to scare yourself like that?
Give me an alternative song.
Yeah, Yellow Card was one of my favorite bands coming up. One of my favorite bands now would have to be Dive, D-I-I-V. That's like one of my current favorite alternative bands right now. They're not a band who would get played on commercial radio or anything like that, but yeah, they're awesome. I went to see them in New York City, and I happened to run into my music director from when I was at Alt-93.
If you can share it with United Stations Radio Network, but can you tell people where we can find you and listen to some of your stuff?
You know, I don't have air checks or anything like that, like publicly available. I generally keep them to myself until like a PD asks for it. But as far as this, like social media and whatnot goes, it's very easy to get a hold of me on there. Whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, the handle is Steve Radio NYC. And yeah, that's definitely the easiest way to get hold of me.
And that's like Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. All of that stuff.
I dig it.
Not Steve, TikTok though. I don't TikTok.
You don't TikTok yet? You don't even watch?
No. People told me like you should get on TikTok because like I would maybe make like one Instagram story that's like kind of funny, and I was like, nah, like I've lived through Vine and stuff like that. Like I'm good, you know.
Never did get Vine.
I'm good with the TikTok.
I like watching the TikToks. That's it.
Yeah, like Vine was that thing like you watched it, but no one really Vined or anything like that. No one actually really made stuff. You just watched a lot of it. You know what I mean?
It just pisses me off. I have a lot more to say than 6 seconds provides.
That was the thing. Like, it's so short. Like, what can you fit? Well, you can actually fit quite a bit in 6 seconds. That was drilled into my brain when I was working Alt 92.
Well, so. Yeah, that's one thing. That's for sure.
My PD's there. Like, he would just be like, if your break went more than 10 seconds, like, he would, like, that's bad. Don't do that. You know? Like in, out, quick, back to music, which isn't a bad thing. Like, it teaches you how to be, like, very efficient with your words, you know, word economy and all that.
I want to thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe as well.
Yes, sir.
See you later, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show for the day. Again, I want to thank you, Steve, for joining me and giving me all the radio background, the things that we just don't know about radio, and spending some time answering some silly questions. So much fun. Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know more about the show or any place you can find the show, text the word JACE. That's J-A-Y-C-E. The phone number is 31996. Make sure you follow Steve on all his social media. He mentioned that just a little bit ago. And folks, thank you all again. I will see you guys on the other side. Please be careful out there, folks. It is still crazy. People are still getting sick, and we are losing loved ones every day. Be kind to people, and don't take every day for granted. See you guys later. Bye.